Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I just want to encourage each and every one of you to continue to hold on to what God has given you and what God has done for you throughout this year, but most of all, throughout your lifetime. God is good, and in this season, God is sending people that is going to help you to your next level in your spiritual walk. I thank God that this is also the season where God is exposing people for who they really are, and especially if they are meant for you, if they are sent by God to help you. And some of them are sent by the enemy to do damage, but thank God that God will show you and He will tell you who He has sent in this divine hour. I just want to encourage each and every one of you to don't give up. God is right there. No matter what you need, no matter what is going on, you still have hope, knowing that God will see you through it. I tell each and every one of each and everybody this. This year has been a challenging year for me. I lost my mother. I lost two cousins within a week apart. Plus, some things has transpired with a mentor of mine that I've known for 21 years. Something had inspired right there and then. God had taught me how to depend more on Him and less on people. But I just want to encourage each and every one of you to put and place your trust in God and no one else but God. And I also would like to thank each and every one of you, because I'm the type of person, I don't name names because that starts confusion, and God is not the author of confusion. But I just want to thank everyone who supported me for the last 5 years doing this broadcast. You may not said anything but your prayers, and some of you even inboxed me, and some of you even encouraged me to go on, because there were times when I didn't even want to go on, but just a word, just letting me know from you, hey, this topic helped me out, or this topic really moved me, just by you telling me that, allowed me and let me know that I was on the right track, that I was on the right field, that I was doing exactly what God had called me to do. I thank each and every one of my supporters. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I decree and I declare the blessings of Abraham upon each and every one of you, because y'all don't know how much it means to me to have someone to push me and not just leave me out there, but just have someone to encourage me. And I also would like to encourage you to keep on sending me those emails, letting me know what you want me to discuss, and I will pray about it, because I don't do anything unless I hear from God. And it's something that God be telling me to do, and I be like wrestling with it, but then He will give me a calm assurance by sending someone with a confirmation that they don't even know nothing about. And that's when I know when God has spoken, because He will send a confirmation. So I'm asking you to please drop me an email. Please drop me an email of what you want to discuss. But I do want to encourage you all, and I just keep feeling this. Don't give up. Don't let nobody make you feel like you are less than what God has called you to be, because you have people out there that will put their mouths on you and call you out of your name. Don't let nobody label you. Do not let anyone label you. I had to rebuke an apostle today because I was trying to tell her something, and immediately she called me a demon. And then I was like, oh, my God. So I just had to rebuke that word, because we come to a place to where we have to come to spiritual maturity. We have to be at the place to where we can talk to each other and then not at each other. So I am telling you, do not allow anyone to label you. And then you may say, yeah, but you're not supposed to. No, there is a certain way you can correct someone in love. You cannot always demeanor a person and act like they don't have any spiritual knowledge as well. We are all learning on this journey. There is no one above anyone else. We are all learning on this journey. I don't consider myself higher than anybody else, but I have that authority to not allow you to demeanor me and to call me something that I'm not. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody. Because that's when you know who you are in Christ and what God has called you to be and what God has labeled you as. I am a royal priesthood. I am the apple of his eye. Yes, we go through stuff, and we call on each other to talk it out, not to talk at each other. Because once that you talk at somebody, and listen to me well, people, when you talk at somebody and you constantly yelling at them, you done lost that person. You have lost all respect. That person does not have respect for you anymore. That person will not even come to you anymore to talk to them. They will not come to you for advice, because why? The first thing they're going to get in their mind, he or she is going to talk at me and not talk to me, because that is a form of bullying, spiritual bullying. And that's going to be my next topic on next Monday. We're going to talk about spiritual bullying on next Monday, and that will degrade a person to go lower than what God has already set for them. But we're going to talk about that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Spiritual bullying. We're going to talk about that next Monday. But I thank and praise God. As I was talking, that's what the Holy Ghost told me for to talk about that on next Monday, because there is a lot of that is going on. And instead of encouraging them, they are knocking them back to where God has delivered them from. Hallelujah. Excuse me, but I feel the Spirit of the Lord. I feel the Spirit of God. God is really doing something for his people in this season and in this hour. God is really doing something for his people. And I don't want you to miss what God is doing. I don't want anyone to miss what God is doing, because the enemy is busy. The enemy is definitely busy, and he will cause a distraction to come and make you miss the whole move of God and make you miss what God has ordained for you to have. So on today, I want you, people of God and all my listeners, to call in if you have a question on today. And the number is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And Apostle AJ, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Today we're going to talk about spiritual discernment versus and emotional feeling. We're going to distinguish the two, because man of God, it is so easy once that we are in the spiritual realm to get a discernment, but actually it may not be a discernment. It is actually what you feel that you may see. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so could you open up with it, man of God?
I'm sorry, woman of God. I want you, first of all, to forgive me because I'm kind of hoarse. And the second thing
is,
I need you to repeat that because in the middle you broke up. So can you repeat all of that for me, please?
Okay, we're going to talk about spiritual discernment versus the emotional feeling. It's coming down to the body of Christ, how the leaders and people that are functioning in ministry are getting those two. They are getting those two mixed up. They are saying the emotional feeling is a spiritual discernment to get you to be the way they want you to be. So could you open it up for me?
Yes, ma'am. When I think about that, woman of God, I'm thinking about how a lot of Christians in this hour are thinking that they have a good hold on discernment, and they actually do not. Woman of God, we have a lot of people in this hour who are saved, but they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Some people don't understand discernment does not come but by the Holy Ghost, which is the ultimate discerner. You have a lot of religious people. You have a lot of people who walk around and they tell you that they go to church every Sunday and they tell you that they read their Bible, but they're not filled with the Holy Ghost. They have not gotten that specific type of impartation. So when you do not have Holy Ghost discernment, you are operating directly in your own judgment and your own emotions. I don't care what nobody else tell you. I don't care how they try to make you feel that it's God or the little voice inside your head or whatever the case may be. But unless you have the Holy Ghost, you will not have effective discernment. And that's what a lot of saints are missing in this hour. And you know what, woman of God? A lot of saints who had the Holy Ghost, you know what's sad, woman of God? Some people are losing their level of discernment in this hour because they're taking their own emotions and their own intellect and they're overpowering it with the Holy Ghost and the way that the Holy Ghost discerns things. You know, oh my God, I was sitting the other day and I was thinking, you know, that I seen a family that was down and out and I wanted to help them. And I know this might sound crazy to you or to somebody out here tonight on the broadcast, but God said no. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, so no. I said, so, you know, I never really questioned it. I just said, he said no. The reason why he said no, I had to understand, was because me helping them would have prevented them from effectively crying out to him. Had I used my own intellect and emotions, I would have helped them and I would have handicapped them even more. That's why it's important for us to be in tune with the Holy Ghost in this hour and have ultimate Holy Ghost discernment, because if not, you're going to tie yourself, you're going to bind yourself, and you're going to chain yourself to things that are not of God in this hour.
Yes, man of God, and that is so key right there, what you said about God had told you no, don't do the Holy Ghost had told you no because of your emotional standpoint. And man of God, what people don't realize, our emotions can get us in trouble, serious trouble, because of the fact we don't want them to get hurt. But then what they don't realize, they are not going to get hurt. They are getting built. They are getting groomed. They are getting groomed in a God to trust him more. And man of God, do you feel like we have less elder spiritual maturity in the body of Christ because of the crippling of the leaders using their emotional views? So what is yours on that?
Oh, woman of God, yes. Especially when the pastor is a prophet. You have that going on a lot now. nobody crying out anymore. Nobody's seeking God for instruction. They just look to one man. And I'm telling you, woman of God, the moment something don't happen, they question the God in that person, or they question the discernment that that person had about a particular situation. I tell my people all the time, woman of God, I tell the people I cover the exact same thing. Don't just take my word for it. Do what they did with me when I first started as a Christian. Read the book. Everything you need to know is inside the book. If you need to also comprehend something, it only will happen by Holy Ghost type discernment. Don't rely on me, because sometimes I might mess it up without realizing that I'm messing it up. Woman of God, we were sitting in a service, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so hoarse, and the Holy Ghost moves so heavy inside of the service. But for 10 minutes out of the service, we started worshiping after the word went forth, and while the prophetic was flowing inside the house, and God locked my mouth for 10 minutes and didn't allow me to say nothing else until the people's voice shifted the heavenly, until it shifted it. And I, if I would have started talking out of my own intellect, they wouldn't have effectively began to cry out. I was trying to use my discernment to just emotionally take them somewhere, and God had to literally shut my mouth and allow them to drive their own emotions out so that they can hit the next wind. So had I not obeyed God, I would have messed up that whole atmosphere. But because I obeyed God, a lot of things shifted. And that's what a lot of pastors, a lot of prophets are not understanding in this hour. They get so caught up in the glamour, the hope, and the gold mics that they don't understand that after you put the microphone down, these people have to eat all these illegal words. They have to they live by these illegal prophecies. They live by these illegal seedings. So you have to be very mindful, even as a Christian, that you use your own wisdom. Solomon prayed for wisdom. You should sit in a service. Mm-hmm. Woman of God, I can sit in a service. I know you can sit in a service. And you know when it's God moving and when it's not God moving. And that's for the leader on down. If it's not God, I'm not going to say amen to it. When I first started, woman of God, I used to say amen to everything. I used to just look to my leader for everything. But what said was, Lord, I was saying amen to stuff that didn't even apply to me. And I ended up opening the portal of warfare that I wasn't qualified enough to handle. And that's what's happening. We are releasing terror as leaders and handicapping over the people of God's lives. And we're not even realize what we're doing. But we don't realize, and even not realizing what we're doing, we're putting the blood on our hands.
Sure is. My God. And man of God, you said something that really hit my spirit. We say amen to things, and that means we are in agreement with it. And when we say amen, here come the warfare. I mean, that thing really touched my spirit right there. Light bulb went out. And we think, why is that we have so much a warfare? What are you agreeing to?
Yep.
You got to watch what you are agreeing to. That's why you cannot go everywhere. You cannot go to, you know, everybody's house. And you cannot agree to everything. But in this day, in this hour, man of God, people are not feeding off of their spiritual discernment. They are trying to get this, emotional fix. Because I heard a person tell me, and this person, armor bearer, has bitterness in her heart. Okay, but and man of God, I'm like this old school. If you have something that you need to work on, you don't need for to be touching nobody. You don't even need to be working no altar. Sit down until you get yourself together. But when the person said it, like, it is okay. they can still do what they do. And I'm like, God, what is going on? Because back in the day, man of God, we would have to sit down until we get ourselves together, because if not, we was transferring spirits.
Right.
We was transferring spirits. But nowadays, it's like they are going on their emotional intellect, and they are not hearing God. They are not having spiritual discernment to kick in. And this day and hour, man of God, it is getting so intense. You have to pull yourself away, and you have to consecrate yourself. You have to hear from God before you can do anything, because everybody is just doing their own thing. They are just doing their own thing now. They are just doing what they want to do. So, man of God, why is it so much that people is not using their spiritual discernment as God has told them to do, and they going on their emotional fixes? Why do you think that is happening?
Because, woman of God, they have gotten complacent in their covenant with God. And that's what happens. When you give your life to Christ, when you confess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you enter a covenant, you enter an agreement that you're going to do what it takes to be all you could be for God.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
But what happens is, Christians in this hour, we're getting lazy. We're getting complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And we're too busy being judgmental of each other that we end up
dropping
the ball on the most important part, which is learning how to have long-suffering.
Yes.
And learning how to have meekness with one another. But we don't do that because we're too busy competing, because one don't prophesy like us, or because one don't preach like us, or because one membership is not as high as the other. So we fight, and we have all kind of issues inside of this hour. And you know, woman of God, is so, so, so dangerous inside of this hour for you to operate in damaging discernment. And I'm going to say that again. For those who need to hear it, damaging discernment. Damaging discernment is discernment that your own emotional intellect shows convenience for that's either beneficial to you or for those you believe in. And we have a lot of pastors like that. We have a lot of prophets like that. All of a sudden, you got a mouth full of words. You got ultimate discernment when you see they got a bunch of people in the crowd. So now you figure the offering going to be big. So now, oh, my God, you the prophetic light bulb has come on. You're okay now. You can preach till heaven come down. You got pastors are handling them differently, and they'll handle them differently. They won't care if one leave and one go without correcting them or out loving them and everything else. That is damaging discernment. You are trying to categorize. The enemy is using you to emotionally categorize those who is valuable versus who is less valuable. And everybody, regardless of how you feel or think, they are an asset to the kingdom of God. That's why it's very important that we all stick together, especially
as Christians.
Because if we the world is already beating us up. If we're already getting beat up, why do we want to beat up each other? So it's just so sad, woman of God, all of this that's going on this hour.
That's it. That's so true, man of God. That is so true. And the devil is just having him a field day. He's seriously having him a field day, seeing the saints of God just acting crazy, just doing what they just want to do. I mean, they just fighting up against each other. They don't care. Don't care at all. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, man of God, give them the meaning of the spiritual discernment. Give them the meaning of it. What is spiritual discernment?
Well, my God, spiritual discernment is pre-screened discernment that's being translated to your spirit man to feed the people of God. Spiritual discernment is not something that comes from you, period. It is not something that you could conjure up. It's not something that you should rationalize. And any time how you know you're not walking in spiritual discernment is when you begin to rationalize and you be able to try to sort what God is telling you or what God is showing you. Woman of God, a lot of people who walk in spiritual discernment, they keep dropping the ball because, for example, if you have someone who comes to your ministry and they hop from church to church, they shack, they but they could sing or they got a gift, and you rationalize, well, God, let me put them to work in hopes that God can use them or they would get delivered. Why are you sending a soldier out on the battlefield to go to war when the soldier ain't got no bulletproof vest? They don't have all their tools that they need to get to where they have to go. So that's why it's so important when you have interpreted pre-screened discernment, it's unbiased, it doesn't rationalize, and it ultimately strictly sticks to the plan of God. If you got to rationalize the discernment of God, nine times out of ten, you are not operating in spiritual discernment. You are operating in an emotional thing.
Wow. Yes. Yes, indeed. Wow, that is so needed in this hour, man of God, because they have it. They have it. They definitely have it. But the way they are functioning in it is not the way they should be functioning in it. Whew, this is a good topic. This is a good topic. And I want to encourage my listeners, if you have any questions, you can call 347-324-3622. 347-324-3622. Man of God, how can you tell them to balance this thing? To balance the spiritual discernment versus the emotional feeling.
Woman God, I know how I've made it easier over the years is I ask God to deal with my emotions and deal with my emotions to the point of they don't cross the lines of compassion. Because some people think that they are showing compassion when they get inside of their emotions. But really, you could be damaging somebody spiritually. We are supposed to be compassionate and loving to one another. We are not supposed to cripple each other with the love of God. Because if we cripple each other with the love of God and nobody's ever correcting or nobody's ever discerning on the direction to go, then we are all handicapping each other. So it's very important that you do not miss the hand of God when it comes down to spiritual discernment. Spiritual discernment is exactly like a parent. It will reproach you. It will rebuke you. It will set you to flight, and it will screen everybody who come in and out of your life. Some people who are sitting in the saints' life right now, woman of God, they know that God told them specifically not to tie themselves to those people, but because they're operating in loneliness and because they're operating in entitlement or because they're operating in their emotions, they're keeping these people around and they wonder why they're still begging. They wonder why they're still struggling and they wonder why they're still fighting demons at night.
Wow. Wow, that was a good topic. Okay, everyone, this was a great topic. I just encourage you, if that you're tuning in late, to go back to the archives and to the listen to it, because it was some great revelation shared. Thank you, Apostle Leje, for your revelation knowledge. This was a great topic.
Amen.
So I just encourage everyone to enjoy their weekend, and everyone have a blessed day. God bless you all. Thank you, man of God. God bless you.